Okay, I don't know if you've been paying attention, but there was an election in Connecticut.
Yes, there was.
And Governor Lamont has won another term. Bob Stefanowski has not conceded yet.
Right.
But we're not sure what he's going to do.
Yeah.
No, he's on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I did call the governor about 30 minutes ago and conceded. He ran a good race. You know, I just emphasized to him, I hope he helps the people that voted for me as much as he helps the people that voted for him. There's a lot of cops out there that, you know, don't feel safe. There's a lot of people struggling with affordability, and I really encourage him to, you know, put the campaign rhetoric aside. It's over, and, you know, do what's right for the people of Connecticut, because there's really some people that are struggling right now.
Yep.
About what time last night did you think this might be slipping away?
You know, it was relatively early. What we noticed, it was we track every town and city. And, you know, the towns that we won last time around, we were still winning, but not by as much. And then the towns that we were losing by more. So although we were only 3 points at like 11 o'clock, it was just the trend. That wasn't looking good. I don't know. I thought it'd be a bigger night for Republicans, both nationally and in the state last night. But for whatever reason, it wasn't. Doesn't make sense to me, to be honest with you, but it wasn't.
Yeah. Usually the economy drives an election.
Yeah.
And the economy is not great. And people said it was on their minds. So I thought it would go in that direction.
Yeah. I don't know. It's an interesting time. I think the brand of Republicans is a bit bruised right now. I think that's got something to do with it. New England particularly went mostly Democrat last night. So I don't know. It's hard to understand. Politics is a weird business. I feel bad. I feel like I let some people down, but hopefully I moved the discussion. And I really did emphasize to the governor, you know, take care of both sides of the aisle. It's too partisan. You know, there's a lot of people that did not vote for him, but he's governor of the entire state. He's got to take care of both camps. And you know, I think he's a good guy. He's probably going to try to do the right thing. But, you know, we're headed into a 40% increase in utility costs and rolling blackouts. I just hope he puts the people first. I'm sure he'll try his best.
Bob Stefanowski is on and just told us that 30 minutes ago he called Governor Lamont and conceded. So how much did you spend on this one?
We're the accounting department. Yeah.
Did you see the number of cars I could have bought for AJ? It was 13 million. I could have bought you a nice car.
13 million?
Oh.
Yeah.
Of your own money?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
But, you know, the people of Connecticut are worth it. It hurts, obviously, but I did think this was our chance. You know, when I was going around the state, the reaction was really enthusiastic. It's really hard to understand it. First time around, I kind of got it because, you know, it was an open election and people are going to choose. But
there was Trump anger. I guess there's still Trump anger, but he was in office at the time.
This one's hard to figure. Maybe the people are happier than I thought. I hope they are. Because they voted for 4 years. I wasn't hearing that on the trail, but God bless people. I you know, they made their choice.
Yeah. So 13 million this time around. What was it last time?
It was a lot less. Well, not that it was a small number, but I think it was 3 or 4.
Right. Yeah.
But, you know, Chaz, I didn't want to be 95 sitting on my doorstep saying I could have helped the state of Connecticut, and I didn't do it. I can't tell you it doesn't hurt, but, you know, we gave it a shot. We worked our tails off, and that's where we are.
Yeah, I don't think you have anything to look back on. And if there was something you would do differently in this campaign, what would it be?
I might have waited 4 years because it's really hard to beat an incumbent. They've got so many levers at a governor level that they can pull and budget stuff. And, you know, they're on TV every day and they got 100% name recognition. And people like Governor Lamont a lot more than they did Malloy. So it's tough to beat an incumbent.
Yeah, and that was the question I asked you when you came on here to announce that you were running again. I said, if you couldn't beat him right after Malloy with that anger, how do you think you'll beat him now?
I thought people would focus more on track record. I mean, you know, the campaign's over. I'm not trashing them, but I don't think that the track record was that good. I mean, I don't think it's safer or more affordable, and people voted for more of the same, but I don't know. I don't know whether it's, because the Republican brand is bruised or people, people don't like change. Maybe that was it. But I really do think we could have done a really good job. But I wish him the best. There's a lot of people that need a lot of help. He did say to say hi to you guys. He said, Seth, Chad, and AJ. I said, oh. Hi.
Did he say AJ or did he say JJ? Hold on. Let me play this clip for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, where is it? This is the governor, the last time he came on the show before the election.
Hey, Chaz. Hey, JJ.
JJ, yes. JJ. Yeah, apparently I'm on good times.
No, we have a long relationship with the governor, and we tend to annoy him, but we also respect the office, and we'll have him on.
Right. It's JJ.
Yeah,
JJ.
You have to. He's won two times now. You got to respect what he's done.
Yeah, no doubt.
I don't agree with his policies personally, but people must.
So did you go to bed last night thinking that there was a chance it would turn around, or at 11 o'clock you knew by what you were seeing?
I'll tell you, during the day I was really encouraged because the cities are where we generally don't do well, and turnout there was low. The Republican strongholds were high. There were two cities that really spooked me. One was New Canaan. We tied. And New Canaan should be big Republican. And the other was Southington, which was really close. And when I saw those two come in as close as they were, that was really what's it. Fox News called it really early. I don't know how they even know.
Like 9:20.
5% of the voting.
Yeah.
They do exit polls,
but I don't know either. At least now these networks wait until after the polls are closed. They used to call them before.
Yeah.
And like, it's like I'm an hour away from voting and you're telling me it's over.
Yeah,
I'm
away. Yeah.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
So it sounds like we have Bob Stefanowski on. He conceded to the governor about 37 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you're not going to run again. Have you closed that door?
I haven't. You don't want to make any decisions. I'll tell you, I'm going to stay involved, though. I mean, you guys do a lot of good charity work. I want to keep working with you guys. I still have a few shekels left.
Cool. That was going to be my last question. People. Like, are we going to see you, like, when I walk into a Walmart, are you going to be standing there, like, greeting people?
Right.
I'll be working at the counter. I'll be the cashier.
So I can't still get that car? No.
Yeah. But listen, there's a lot of people that need help in Connecticut. So whether it's governor or some other role, I'm going to keep helping people.
Good for you.
I can't walk away from that.
No, yeah. Please don't. Yeah.
I won't.
Yeah.
I won't.
Yeah. Good. All right. Well, we'll continue to be friends and stay in touch. And
exactly.
Absolutely.
Right.
So, yeah, I said hello.
You guys do.
And now, what do you do later today? You go out and buy Amy a living room set, or?
She hasn't told me yet, but I owe her something.
She's great.
She's amazing.
Oh,
you guys know.
Hard worker. Yeah. Your whole crew.
Yep.
Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Okay, guys. Have a good day.
All right.
See you soon.
Too, Bob.
Yep. Bye bye.
All right, Bob Stefanowski. Conceding to the governor almost 40 minutes ago. Will not close the door on running again.
No, good.
Mm. 13 million. Can you imagine having that much money?
No, do you say the receipts or like, what do you do? That's a write-off, right? I mean, that time, gone, is it?
Yeah. It's gone.
It's gone.
Isn't that gone?
I thought that was like a tax
Let's
thing.
Ask the attorney general who won. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, JJ.
Morning. Ha. Appreciate that. You know, it's such an easy name.
Did I call into like? Did I call into Charles and JJ? Is that like a different?
Yeah, go for it.
Hey, JJ.
Yep.
At what time did you know?
I'm gonna see Ned later, so I'll give him crap about that.
Oh, please, thank you.
What time did you know that you won?
We felt, to be candid, we felt pretty good from the jump. But Jessica was great to call me around 10 or so. And we had a really nice conversation. She's very thoughtful and, gracious. And so after she called, I got up on stage.
Right. That's nice that you wait.
Yeah.
So are you at like 9 o'clock saying, when is she going to call? I want to go home.
Jeez.
We all know.
Hurry up!
Right. No disrespect, but like when you know, you know.
Yeah.
Right? What time did you really know? You said from the jump. Is that at 8 o'clock?
We felt good throughout the day. I think when they called Blumenthal like 3 minutes after polls closed.
Right.
I had a sense that was the direction things were going. And,
right.
You know,
that makes sense.
The United States Senator and the governor, the top of the ticket, but the attorney general, you know, in our state and in most states tends to run strong because of the work that we do.
Right. You're so, out, you're out there all the time. You're well, taking right. down companies.
Yeah.
You're doing good. You're helping people. I don't think have we ever had an attorney general lose an election?
No.
They typically leave and go off and do other things.
They do, yes. At least since I've been here.
Well, you know, Dick was attorney general for 20 years and
went on to be a senator. Before that was Jepson, he retired. And before that was Lieberman, and he went on to be a senator.
People call it the best job in state government, and not just because of the politics, but because you can do so much.
And
you do it every day. And now I got to, like, clean up this hotel room and go to work.
Right.
I'm still in Hartford in my hotel room.
What a mess. Did you have any drinks last night?
Just a couple.
Okay.
Yeah, you deserve it. Yeah.
Like in two?
Yeah, when I woke up this morning, there's, like, Italian food and empty plastic cups in my room. And nobody here but me and my family. You know, my wife is like, who is going to clean this up?
Right, looking at you, right?
That's a hotel room.
Yeah,
you leave it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, they clean it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what we want. A story about how the attorney general trashed a hotel room in the Residence Inn in Hartford.
That is no true. Bed. You know what? I always clean the room before I leave.
At least you put it in like
Jennifer will make the bed.
A pile, yeah.
I'm like, you know they're going to strip this down.
Right? I need a vacuum.
That's actually more work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody has to do it right. And you know how I grew up, my parents in the Chinese restaurant. Like, I'm always mindful of the people that have to do the work and do the literally the dirty work.
I think
and,
AJ's
yeah,
right.
Make You're it hard on them.
You won the election last night. I think you should not have to do that this morning.
That's seriously. Right. Yep. That's right.
Yep.
Phil, are you coming over to help me out then?
I said AJ said that. That was all I just said. No, I agreed with AJ.
I suck at cleaning.
Over, not AJ. Yeah.
Yes. No, JJ will come by and get it.
Yeah, we'll send JJ. Yeah.
JJ will go. All right. I know you got rooms to clean up and things to do.
Italian food loose.
Back to work. Yep. You go.
Back to work.
Congratulations.
Back on the show and see you guys.
Yes,
you're
please.
Always welcome.
Yep.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, sir. Attorney General William Tong. He won pretty, I would call it a landslide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for him.
And he called you JJ. There's a new trend.
Yes, apparently so, yes.